You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to The Wire. This past week has seen the reign of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad collapse, his rule toppled by a group of United States-backed rebels. The vacuum left by his absence is expected to be felt by those within and outside of Syria. To help explain the geopolitical impacts of the fall of the Assad regime, I speak to Associate Professor Stephen Hoadley. And if we're looking at this topic that we're talking about, the fall of the Assad regime, I mean, for a lot of people in New Zealand, we won't really understand why this event is significant, both within the region and outside to its other partners. Just briefly, in Syria, what did the Assad regime do and what did it represent?
Well, that's an excellent question, Castor. Let's start off with the size of Syria. It's 20 million odd people. Approximately 20 million people. Some 3 million have fled and are now living in exile in neighboring Turkey. Another 2 million have dispersed around the world into Europe, some as far as New Zealand. So Syria represents a dreadful refugee problem, probably at its the time the worst refugee problem in the 2020s. It also is a regime that has chemical weapons. It has had a repressive government in which there are thousands of political prisoners. There was torture. There were summary executions. There were other kinds of atrocities taking place, such as the carpet bombing of cities done by Syria's ally, the Russians. And it also was a transit point through Syria from Iran to Hezbollah and to Hamas, a transit point of weapons, individuals, money, other support of groups that were attacking Israel from with the assistance of the Iranian government. So there are many things wrong with the Syrian regime since around 2011, when the Arab Spring began, and Assad cracked down on that initially democratic and peaceful opposition, and created the civil war conditions that ensued in the following decades.
And then if we're looking at, I guess, the instability now left in the region, a power vacuum, what really do we think of the major groups that are going to take advantage from that?
Well, we could do a scorecard of who gains and who loses. Obviously, Russia has lost their naval base at Tartus, their air force base at Latakia are both now in jeopardy. The regime, the new regime, the HTS regime, has said temporarily they will not expel the Russians, but most observers think that Russians will have to leave. It'll become untenable. So Russia has lost big time. It's lost an ally in the Middle East, a foothold, an outpost in which it had temporarily outflanked the United States. The other big loser is Iran. It's lost a staunch ally. Iran had sent Hezbollah fighters from Lebanon into Syria to support the Syrian regime, and now that's no longer possible. Iran, of course, is Shia, and the current, can we call them rebels, or can we call them salvationists or liberators? We're still struggling to find out how to describe this varied group. They are largely Sunni Muslims. So these two Muslim groups are at odds with each other. Other gains and losses, Turkey definitely has gained. Turkey is a sponsor of the HTS group, providing weapons, inspiration, leadership, money, and will no doubt have a very strong voice in the new government. Israel, to some extent, has gained because its enemies, Hezbollah and Hamas, fueled and supplied through Syria, are now very much weakened, partly because of Israel's robust tactics and partly because of the collapse of the Assad government. And the Gulf states probably will also increase their influence. The United States, probably neutral. The United States is still struggling to come to terms with this to see if it's advantageous or not. They do have a small presence there supporting the Kurdish movement, but the Kurds are opposed by the Turks. So that may be a stalemate. So there are lots of variables, lots of moving parts, not to mention the localized remnants of the ISIS, the Islamic State, that may come back and stage some attacks at various parts of the country. So it's very much a fluid picture, Lancaster.
And I know you mentioned it a little bit briefly, but if we could go into further detail, I mean, the main issue that we're seeing in the Middle East, at least at the moment, is the conflict in Israel and Palestine. And we've seen other powers sort of be influenced there or put their influence into the conflict. What will this this act, the fall of Assad, what kind of impact will that have on the region and that conflict there?
The collapse of Syria will probably strengthen Israel. It will induce countries like Saudi Arabia, that was on the verge of making a diplomatic agreement with Israel before the 7 October attacks of last year. I think that those negotiations will resume. Other moderate Gulf states will, of course, want to assist the new government of Syria. And as part of the wider picture, they probably will want to encourage Israel to wind down its robust attacks in Gaza and in Lebanon. And if Israel does that, then the diplomatic negotiations will begin, and Israel will be increasingly integrated in the Middle East picture. That is, the moderate Arab states will try to isolate Iran further. They'll try to influence Syria, the new Syrian government, in a more moderate direction, in pro-West direction. And Israel can be part of that general reconciliation. So I'm optimistic that what's happening in Syria will have beneficial effects for the Western-leaning, Western sympathetic group of Arab countries. It'll further isolate Iran. It will further isolate Russia, that's now reeling from its inability to make progress in Ukraine. It may slow down the progress of China, which is trying to make economic inroads into the Middle East. So it is, in terms of the global balance of power, I'm cautiously optimistic that the change of government in Syria is favorable to our side, if we could speak of the West as our side and speak of the Russia, China, North Korea, Iran axis as their side, then our side may be on the verge of a small win.
That was Associate Professor Stephen Hoadley speaking to me about the impacts, the geopolitical impacts of the fall of the Assad regime.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.